Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The demon, Hiranyakasipu, having thus been blessed by Lord Brahma, and having acquired a lustrous golden body, continued to remember the death of his brother, and therefore be envious of Lord Vishnu. Purport. A demoniac person, in spite of acquiring all the opulences possible to obtain in the universe, continues to be envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now I'll just read the translation and purport of 5, 6, and 7. Hiranyakasipu became the conqueror of the entire universe. Indeed, that great demon conquered all the planets in the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower, including the planets of the human beings, the Gandharvas, the Garudas, the great serpents, the Siddhas, Charanas, and Vidyadharas, the great saints, Yamaraj, the Manus, the Yakshas, the Rakshasas, the Pisachas, and their masters, and the masters of the ghosts and Buddhas. He defeated the rulers of all the other planets where there are living entities and brought them under his control. Conquering the abodes of all, he seized their power and influence. Pretty powerful demon, huh? Hiranyakasipu. Purport. The word Garuda in this verse indicates that there are planets of great birds like Garuda. Similarly, the word Uraga indicates that there are planets of enormous serpents. Such a description of the various planets of the universe may challenge modern scientists who think that all planets but this Earth are vacant. These scientists claim to have launched excursions to the moon, where they have found no living entities, but only big craters full of dust and stone. Although in fact the moon is so brilliant that it acts like the sun in illuminating the entire universe. Of course, it is not possible to convince modern scientists of the Vedic information about the universe. Nonetheless, we are not very much impressed by the words of scientists who say that all other planets are vacant and that only the Earth is full of living entities. Omigyan. So this Hiranyakasipu is a formidable demon. As Prabhupada mentions in the purport, he says that although Hiranyakasipu, he had so much opulence, the whole universe, but still he maintained his envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. So this is the nature of the conditioned soul. Icha dvesa samudvena, that the living entities are born to this world bewildered by the dualities arising from desire and hate. So this is a problem, not only with Hiranyakasipu, but with all living entities, that they're envious of Krishna, want to have the position of Krishna, want to be the enjoyer, the Lord, the proprietor. But our actual position is the servant of Krishna. Krishna bahirmukha ata eva maya tare, that the living entity, having given up the devotional service of the Lord, they create this illusion that they are the enjoyers, and therefore the external energy, maya, inflicts so much misery upon the living entity because of this contamination. This material world, it's a contaminated place. People's hearts are contaminated. So one cannot be happy, actually, in a contaminated situation. Just like Prabhupada mentions in one purport, that one should not try to be happy in a place where happiness is only a myth. It's an illusion that there's any happiness outside of the devotional service of Krishna. So if you go into a contaminated place, then you don't want to stay there. If you find out that a place is contaminated, you don't want to stay there. It's like if you go to some village in India where there's an outbreak of some deadly disease, then you're not going to want to stay there. Actually, this happened with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Some of his family members were in one village, and he went there and found that some of them had died, and so many others had died because there was some horrible disease there. So he got the family members that were still alive and took them out. So this material world, it's like that. It's a contaminated place. It's a diseased place. And the main disease in the material world is this false ego, that we are the enjoyers, that we are powerful. And just like recently, I heard, I was coming down the stairs and I saw in the newspaper a headline that in America now another student had opened fire to other students. 7 students were killed and many were wounded. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that this is actually the highest form of sense gratification. Because you're in charge, you're in charge of people's lives. Well, you know, it's up to you whether people live or die, and people running in fear of you. It's like the epitome of one's ego manifesting. So this is maybe if you're wondering why people are doing this, it's an insane, it's a type of sense gratification. But this is, they get some high from this. They get some pleasure from this. Yeah. Some sick pleasure from this. Yeah. But this is the material world. People are diseased. Yeah. We're trying to become free of this disease. The desire of a living entity is to become free of the bondage of material life and enter into a life of complete freedom. So real happiness is to become completely free of the modes of nature. That's happiness. As long as we're contaminated by the 3 modes of material nature, you cannot be happy. Even you have all the wealth in the universe, still you will have so much envy and greed and lust, and so much contamination will be there. But when we take shelter of Krishna, then this contamination is removed. Pravishta karna rendvena swanam bhava saruram denoti saralam Krishna stalilasya. I can't remember that. Beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, it's spoken by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukadev Goswami, ironically. He says, the literary incarnation of Krishna enters into the heart of the self-realized devotee. There it enters into the heart and it sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship with Krishna and cleanses it of all the contamination, lust and greed and anger, and acts like autumnal rain on muddy pools of water. It's like if you have some muddy pool of water and the rain is hitting it. If you have the monsoon hitting that muddy pool of water, eventually all the mud is washed away and you have transparent water, clean water. Yeah. So we may be a little frustrated that I've been serving and chanting for so long and still there's contamination. But this continuous hearing and chanting the holy names of Krishna, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, eventually this will act like autumnal rain on our hearts, and it'll cleanse it of all the dust, all the dirt, and then we'll actually be able to see Krishna. We can't see Krishna now because of this dirt in the heart. So this process is removing the dirt. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. And eventually, our hearts will be transparent and we'll be able to see Krishna. Premanjana chrita bhakti vilochanena santak sadaiva hrdi yesu vilokayanti yam syama sundaram achintya gunasvarupam Govindamari Purusham Damaham Bhajami. And I worship the primeval Lord Govind, who is always seen by his devotee, by the pure devotee. He sees this form of Samasundar in his heart. Yeah. And so, in other words, when you become a pure devotee, then you see Samasundar. Right now, Paramatma is in the heart. Right? But when you become a pure devotee, self-realized devotee, completely clean, and then Govinda replaces Paramatma. Just like in the spiritual world, there's no Paramatma in the spiritual world. Because you have a spiritual body. Krishna's right there in front of you. Paramatma only accompanies the soul when we forget Krishna. We leave the material world. We forget Krishna. Then Paramatma is there and is kind of guiding you or trying to fulfill your desires, your foolish desires. Yeah. Because God is very liberal. He doesn't force anything upon anyone. You want to try to enjoy? All right. And Krishna makes arrangement. All right, here, try to enjoy that. And then after getting frustrated, then the living angel says, all right, let me try this over here. And then he gets frustrated. Well, let me try this over here. Chewing the chewed. Just going from here and there, trying to enjoy the material world. But when the living entity becomes intelligent, it says, wait a second. I've been trying to enjoy in so many ways, and it's just not working. It's just not working out. So then he thinks, well, wait a second, maybe there is a God. And then he starts searching for God. And that's then the Paramatma is pleased. Yeah. Now you're going the right direction. And throughout our devotional life, the Paramatma is there encouraging us. Yeah. Yeah. Encouraging us. And so, the more we're able to realize that we're the soul and that the Paramatma is there and that we're servants of the Paramatma, of Lord Krishna, then we'll be satisfied. Then we can become free of this, of all these contaminations. This envy, it's a major problem. What does envy mean? It means that someone has something that I want. So if somebody in this world has something that you want, then ultimately that's envy of Krishna. Because everything actually belongs to Krishna. So what we should actually want is to serve Krishna. Give up all this envy, all this lust and greed and anger. Kamarinam katina katida palita dornidesas tesam jata mayinu kurnana trapa no pashanti uchvidjaitam atidupate samputam labdhaburis tumayata saranam abhyamam yuksvatmadasya. Rupa Goswami, he says, for so long I've been the humble, menial servant of many bad masters. And what are those masters? Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, all these bad masters for so long. I've been serving them so nicely, but they've never shown any mercy to me. nor have I been ashamed of serving these masters, nor do I want to give them up. But now, my dear Lord Krishna, you have given me transcendental intelligence, so I no longer want to serve these bad masters. Now I only want to serve your lotus feet. So Krishna, he's the best master. And all these material masters, they won't give satisfaction to the soul. Krishna will give us complete satisfaction. We have to have this faith. Yeah. And the more we hear, the more we chant, the more this faith will increase. Prabhupada mentions in a purport in the Bhagavad Gita that as one advances in spiritual life, one develops this faith, and one is no longer attracted to the things of this world. And this is the state of divine love. Everybody wants love, isn't it? Everybody in the world, they want love. But what is in this world is not love, it's lust. So love means, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ashlishva Paratam Pinostamam Adarsanam Maratam Kurotava Yatatatava Vididhatu Lampato Mat Prananata Suseva Mahaprabhu. That I don't know him but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before him. He's completely free to do anything and everything. He is always my worshipful Lord. So this is love, that no matter what the object of my love does, still I will serve Lord Krishna. So such love can only be there between the absolute personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Because if you have love for Krishna, then since he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no matter what he does, is perfect. If you have so-called love for someone in this world, because the person you have affection for is not perfect, you may think, well, this person is flawed, has made a mistake in our relationship. Yeah. But Krishna is perfect. So no matter what he does, we accept, okay. That's what he wants. Okay, that's perfect then. In other words, devotees don't complain. We don't protest. Why has Krishna done this? I'm a devotee of Krishna. Why has he done this? Devotee doesn't protest. He accepts that whatever Krishna does, that's perfect. Father knows best. We may not understand. Just like so many amazing things happen that devotees can't understand. Just like one lady in Mayapur, her son died, young child, maybe 9 years old or something, died. I forgot the exact reason, but you can imagine the mother of a young boy. So much attachment is there. Of course, she lamented. But just 2 days after, Jayaprataka Swami saw her at the temple there in Mayapur, and she was very happy. And the devotees told Jayaprataka Swami what had happened. And he went to her and he said, "How is this? Your son has died. Young child. Just 2 days ago, and now I see you're so happily and chanting, dancing. How is this?" I said, "Well, Krishna's in control. The soul was, and that body was apparently my son, but actually, it's the eternal servant of Krishna. So Krishna wanted to take it away. So I have to accept that Krishna's in control." And Jayaprataka Swami was amazed. Karmis spend years getting over such things. Sometimes they even commit suicide over such things. But a devotee, because a devotee has knowledge and devotion, therefore they're able to get over amazing obstacles, overcome amazing obstacles. In Krishna, he says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you think of me, you will cross over all the obstacles on your path to pure devotional service. If, however, you act out of false ego, you don't hear me, then you'll be lost. So it's a simple thing, actually, to become a pure devotee. It's a simple thing. Just think of Krishna. Don't forget Krishna. But because we have this false ego, then it makes it difficult. And the more we think of Krishna, the more we will appreciate Krishna. His name, His form, His qualities, His nature. Krishna is so attractive. There's one name for Krishna, Kaukadi, which means that he has a great sense of humor. It's like everybody likes to be around people that have good sense of humor. So Krishna, he's got a great sense of humor. Just like on this planet, there's so many comedians. Right? Where are they getting all their ideas from? Krishna. So he's got a great sense of humor. Yeah. Just like when Krishna was in Vrindavan, this Abhimanyu, he was the husband of Radharani. And to play a joke on the mother of Abhimanyu, who remembers her name? Huh? Jatila. Jatila, the mother of Abhimanyu. And so he saw that Abhimanyu was coming, so he disguised himself as Abhimanyu and he told Jatila that Krishna is coming. But he's dressed like me. He's going to try to play a trick on you. So I just want to let you know. And so Abhimanyu is coming. And Jatila comes out with a broom and starts beating Abhimanyu. And he's like, Ma, what are you doing? Why are you beating me? He said, you're not my son. You're Krishna. I know you're playing tricks. And the gopis are nearby. And they're laughing, watching Krishna's playing trick. So he's got a great sense of humor. One time Krishna, he was in Vrindavan. And as we all know, Krishna is makanchor. He likes to steal butter. Krishna is very fond of butter. So he would go to people's homes and he would steal butter. So one time when Mataji, she caught him stealing butter. So she's pulling, she's got Krishna by the hand. Now I've caught you red-handed or butter-handed. Now I've got you. I'm going to take you to Yasoda and you're going to be punished. You'll never do this again, I assure you. So she's taking Krishna to Mother Yasoda and she knocks on the door. Oi! Mother Yasoda, I have caught your son stealing butter in my home. Now you have to punish him. So Mother Yasoda comes to the door. What is this, Mataji? What are you saying? I caught your son stealing butter at my home. Now you have to punish him. Here he is. You have to punish him. She looks down. And she says, Mataji, what are you saying? Krishna is not in your hand. This is your own son. And she looks down and she's like, oh my goodness. Starts flipping out. Where is Krishna gone? So then she says, sorry, Mother Yasoda, sorry, just some misunderstanding. So she walks away and then she's walking away, still holding the hand. And then Krishna looks up and says, if you ever do that again, I'm going to turn into your husband. So then she flips out and runs away. So this is just a couple of incidents where Krishna is exhibiting his sense of humor. there's unlimited pastimes like this. You can't imagine how wonderful life is in the spiritual world. I was reading one purport. Prabhupada says that in the spiritual world, there is no dead matter. Everything there speaks. Everything hears, everything sees, and everything moves. That means trees, tables, houses, everything is conscious. Yeah. What an amazing place, huh? The spiritual world. Everything is conscious. Everything has a relationship. Everyone, everything has a relationship with Krishna. Everything, everyone has unlimited love for Krishna. Yeah. So this is the spiritual world. This is the place that we're destined to if we simply take Krishna consciousness seriously. Srila Prabhupada, he once told the devotee, he said, when you rise in the morning, the first thing you should say is you should pray to Krishna, Krishna, please give me sincerity. Because I do not know whether I will die today or tomorrow. So Prabhupada said like that. First thing in the morning when we rise, please, Krishna, bless me with sincerity. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a wonderful verse spoken by Lord Krishna to Uddhava. And in this verse, he is saying how a devotee should pray to him in the form of the deity. Interesting here. The deity is telling you how to pray to him. Krishna is the deity also. So he says, Prapanam pahimami shabitam ritu gharnavat. This is how we should pray to the deity. Please protect me, who I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. So this is how Krishna says we should pray to him. Please protect me, who I'm trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence, standing as I am in the mouth of death. So we should pray for protection. This is Maya's kingdom. In India, I think Maya has a stronger hold in Bombay than in any other place. Isn't it? This is the epitome of sense gratification right here in Bombay. Isn't it? People want to come to Bombay and enjoy. But this is Maya. Maya's kingdom. So we have to be very careful. We have to pray for this protection. Prabhupada said, my disciples, they have two diseases. One is that they are not enough afraid of Maya. So we should have a very firm fear of Maya. And the other is that my disciples, they like to change things. He set up everything so nicely that if we just follow what Prabhupada has established, we'll go back to Godhead. But Prabhupada said, but with our fertile brains, we try to make adjustments from what he has set up. So Prabhupada is Paramahansa, pure devotee. He knows what is best for us. We don't have to change anything. Although he said in presenting the philosophy, you could do it in your own words. It's like you may be in a particular country. But other things we shouldn't change. It's like there was one devotee who went to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, this process of devotional service is so nice. This movement is so nice. But if we could just make one adjustment, then this movement would expand in very big ways. We can just, instead of having four regular principles, if we could just have three. No illicit, this illicit sex thing, if we could just give up this one rule, then it would expand in great ways. And Prabhupada looked at him and he was amazed. He said, no, we cannot do that. That is not possible. So this devotee was pressing Prabhupada. He was trying to convince him, Prabhupada. Anyway, most of the householders are not following anyway. So Prabhupada said, no, we cannot do this. He said, I do not want many stars. But if I can just get one moon, one person who is following strictly my instructions, then I'm satisfied. I do not want many flickering stars. Yeah. So if we can just follow Srila Prabhupada strictly, then our ticket back to Godhead is for sure. All over the world, this Krishna conscious movement is expanding on the purity of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he was like a plow. He was plowing through Kali Yuga. Yeah. All we have to do is go behind Srila Prabhupada. Just follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. And we'll be able to overcome all these obstacles that will present themselves before us. Yeah. And sometimes on this path, well, there may be some, Maya may say, hey, there's some pleasure over here. Why are you, what do you think you are? You think you're some great devotee? Come on, you could enjoy over here. And so then we, no, I gotta go to Krishna. And then a little ways down the road, hello, I'm still here. You want to enjoy? No. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Hare. A little ways down the road, hello, still here. You sure? We could have a good time. But we have to always remain fixed. Do resolute, one point of determination back to Krishna. So many obstacles will come. Guaranteed. So many obstacles will come. And Maya, she's so expert. She knows each and every little attachment that we have. She knows our mind better than we know our mind. Kind of scary, huh? So, therefore we have to be so strictly engaged in Krishna consciousness. Don't leave any room for Maya. Always hearing and chanting, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Majaji Mam Namaskaru Mama Vaisyati Satyamte Parijane Priyosime. And this way we'll safely go on this path. It's like Hiranyakasipu. He's such a great demon, but there's little Hiranyakasipus in the hearts of everyone. Whereas Radhana Swami, I heard him say, he said, there's little Ravanas there in the heart of everyone, trying to enjoy the property of Krishna. So we want to become Prahlads. Prahlad is such a great Vaishnava, such a pure devotee. But Hiranyakasipu was so envious that even his own son, it's amazing. Even his own son he tried to kill because he was a devotee of Vishnu. It's amazing. So this envy can become so thick. But as we continue this process and this envy and lust, it'll be washed away. And sometimes we may think, well, how is it possible that I can become pure, a pure devotee. There's so much garbage there. And Rupa Goswami, on that note, he says, Na prema shravanadi bhakti apivayo ghostava vaishnava jnanava subhakarmava kyanahosa jatya pyastiva. He says, my dear Lord Krishna, I have no love for you, nor am I even qualified to hear and chant your glories. Nor am I born into a high family, Basically, I have no good qualification for attaining love for you. But because you're known as he who is merciful to those who are most fallen, there's great hope in my heart that I will become purified and develop love for you. So, first we have especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Patita Pavana, is the savior of the most fallen. So we have to pray very earnestly for this mercy of Krishna. And he will give, he will save us, he will free us from this Hiranyakasipu existence, this envious existence, and will develop this pure love. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhikavino. It's there. This love for Krishna is there in the hearts of everyone. It just has to be reawoken. So that's what we're doing now. We're reawakening this pure love for Krishna. So maybe I'll stop there. Any question or comment? Yes. We have a microphone. Who has the microphone?
Hare Krishna. And you mentioned the false ego that bothers, that doesn't allow us to feel the love for, to feel ourselves as the servants of Krishna, and we have that in what way we should conquer that false ego that we would be able to think about Krishna all the time.
How can we conquer the false ego? Well, the ego is generally it's the false ego has this idea that we're something important. Yeah. Materially, we're something important. So the best way to conquer this ego is to serve. To serve the Vaishnavas, to serve humanity by giving them Krishna consciousness, and of course to serve Krishna. To develop this Gopi Bhartu Padakamali or Dasa Dasana Das, become the servant of the servant of the servant of the Gopis, the servants of Krishna. So this is the best way. And there's something that's kind of ironic that we think that we're big because of the ego. We think that we're important materially, but actually materially we don't even exist. We don't even exist materially because this body is just chemicals, blood, bones. We don't even exist materially. And sometimes we forget that we exist spiritually. Sometimes we remember, sometimes we forget. But actually, we only exist spiritually. That's the only way we exist. Because of Maya, we think that we exist as these bodies. But that's exactly what it is. It's Maya. We don't exist materially at all. And we only exist spiritually as the eternal servants of Krishna. Of course, we've forgotten now, so we're trying to wake up from this false ego and develop our real ego. You can't become free of ego. Just like the Mayavadis, they say that we have to become free of ego completely. Give up personality. Therefore, they're called impersonalists, no personality. So they try to slash their ego. But we don't say that. We say don't give up your ego, but purify your ego. Now it's contaminated ego. Pure ego means I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. Just like a person may be diseased, he may have a diseased hand, some infection in his hand, and it's all infected and this terrible mess, pus and just horrible. So he goes to the doctor and says, "Doctor, I have this infected hand. Please, can you help me?" So the doctor says, "No problem. Come into my office." And the doctor says, "Here, put your hand down there." And the doctor comes with a big knife and says, "Pew," Okay, infection finished. Yeah. But doctor, I wanted to keep my hand. Well, you didn't tell me that. Yeah. So, we're not into cutting the false ego, but purifying the ego so that we have a pure ego. So that pure ego is that we're the eternal servants of Krishna. Not an easy thing. Just like there's different layers to the universe. You know, the earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence. The thickest one is the ego. The most difficult of all the elements. It's also a material element. False ego. It's a material element. Very subtle. Therefore very difficult to cross over. But possible. Vitaraga boya krodha manmayama vapashata bhavo jnana tapasa putamud bhavamagata. Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me, many persons in the past have become purified by knowledge of me, and they have attained me. So in this verse, Krishna is encouraging us that this has happened in the past, that many people have become purified by knowledge of me, and they have attained me. So just as it's happened in the past so much, we also can become purified. Okay. Anything else?
Hare Krishna. Actually, the question in my mind, half of it you have already explained. But my problem is that I want to understand. A body is made of five gross elements. There are subtle, three subtle things. Man, buddhi, hankar. Mind, ego, and false ego, and intelligence. Now, whatever we understand, all the lectures we hear, mind is the cause of everything, right? All this, it makes us do all the wrong things. It wants us to enjoy whatever it is. Then we think we are the controller, proprietor. Now, mind is material. And what we also understand, when we die at the end, antkale cha mamevam, smaran mukta kale, whatever we think, we take the same body. That mind is thinking, right? But how is it, my question is, how is it the mind which is material and the soul which is eternal can make the soul jump from one yoni to another, from one life to another? Mind is material and soul is eternal. How come it is so dominating over the soul?
Well, it's not really the mind that is guiding the soul to body, to body, to body, but it's the super soul. It's the super soul who knows our desires. And of course, it's our attachments, right? We have attachments, so the super soul knows our attachments and therefore puts us in circumstances where we try to fulfill these attachments. But it's not just that one goes, you know, where they want to go, but or also there's sinful activities that the living entity may engage in. So therefore the super soul takes them in that direction also to get the reactions for their sinful activities. But one other thing is that we also have a pure mind, just like we can purify the soul. So just like in the spiritual world, they have minds also. But they have pure mind. You know, just like Mother Yasoda, when she was breastfeeding Krishna, she was also boiling the milk for Krishna. So she had to think. Now, you know, they're both service. You know, she's breastfeeding Krishna, but the milk is boiling over. So she's thinking, I better go get the milk, otherwise it's going to boil over. I got to set Krishna down. So They're also thinking in the spiritual world. They have a mind, but it's a pure mind. Right? So by practicing Krishna consciousness, we again get our pure mind back and we think of how to please Krishna. Yeah. The purified intelligence, purified ego. So, is that okay? Anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.